नमस्सर्वेभ्यः। अद्य तेऽन्तप्रक्रियायाम् अष्टचत्वारिंशः पाठः, अक्टोबर् मासस्य चतुर्थः दिनाङ्कः। येनाक्षरसमाम्नायमधिगम्य महेश्वराकृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। वाक्यकारं वररुचिं, भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं, पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्। अद्य जुहोत्यादिगणस्य प्रारम्भं कुर्मः। ततः पूर्वं किञ्चित् पुनरावर्तनं रुधादिगणस्य मुख्यांशानाम्। अयं सप्तमः गणः, तत्र रुदादिभ्यश्नम् इत्यनेन श्नम् विकरणः विधीयते। मित्वसामर्थ्याद् अन्त्यादतः परः एषः श्नम्। श्नमिकृते श्नान्नलोपः इत्यनेन धातौ पूर्वं विद्यमानस्य नकारस्य लोपः दृश्यते। यथा इन्ध् नकारः धात्ववयवः, इनन्ध् श्नमिकृते इनन्ध्, श्नमः परस्य नकारस्य लोपे इनध् इत्यादि भवति। श्नमिकृते सर्वाण्यङ्गानि झलन्तानि भवन्ति। अङ्गकार्यं गणे एकमेव भवति। किङिति सार्वधातुके श्नसोरल्लोपः इत्यनेन श्नमः अकारस्य लोपः। अतः सर्वेषां धातूनाम् अङ्गद्वयं पित्सु प्रत्ययेषु रुनध्, अपित्सु प्रत्ययेषु रुन्ध्, एवं भिनद् भिन्द्, छिनद् छिन्द्, कृणत् कृन्त् इत्यादि। अल्लोपे कृते णत्वं न भवति निमित्ते सत्यपि नकारस्य असिद्धत्वात्। अनुस्वारे परसवर्णे च कृते उत्पद्यमानः नकारः असिद्धः, अतः णत्वं न भवति। प्रत्ययसम्बन्धीनि कार्याणि अधिकानि न सन्ति रुधादिगणे, कार्यद्वयमेव। हल्ज्ञाभ्यो दीर्घात् श्रुतिस्य प्रक्तं हल् इत्यनेन हलन्तात् परस्य ति सि इत्येतयोः अपृक्तप्रत्यययोः लोपः। अपृक्तः एकाल् प्रत्ययः, अतः लङ्लकारे इतश्च इत्यनेन तिप्सिपोः इकारस्य लोपे कृते त् स् इति अपृक्तप्रत्ययौ, हलन्तात् परयोः तयोः लोपः विधीयते। हुझल्भ्यो हेर्धिः इत्यनेन हि इत्यस्य स्थाने धि इत्यादेशः झलन्तात् परस्य। सर्वाण्यङ्गानि झलन्तानि, अतः सर्वत्र हि इत्यस्य स्थाने धि इत्यादेशः भवति। सो द मोस्ट् इम्पोर्टेण्ट् पार्ट् आफ् रुधादिगण गोयिङ्ग् फार्वर्ड् इस् द सन्धिकार्य। वट् एवर् वी हव् स्टडीड् अ नम्बर् आफ् हल् सन्धीस्, आल् आफ् देम् आर् जनरल् कार्यस्, दट् इस् नाट् स्पेसिफिक् टु रुधादिगण। सो एनिवेर् वी हेव् दीस् वी विल् नीड् टु अप्लै दिस्, अण्ड् देर् फोर् especially for the juhotyadigana and adadigana, remembering these sandhis is very important. So today I'm not going into the prakriya of the dhatus of rudhadigana. I think we have spent enough time on those. There were a few questions from exercise left, which I'll put up the solutions. If you have any specific questions you can ask or doubts, but otherwise I'd rather concentrate only on the general sutras that we have studied. Please make sure you remember these and can apply these as we go forth. Halsandhayaha, tatra samanyataha jashtvam jhalam jashonte, sarvatra padante jhalam jashahasyuhu. Utsargikam sutram, it is one of the most general sutras in this set. Jhalam jashonte, padante vidyamanasya jhalvaranasya jash adeshaha bhavati. Jhalam jash jhashi, द्वितीयं जष्ट्वम् अपदान्ते झषि परे, अर्थात् तृतीयचतुर्थवर्णयोः परयोः तृतीयवर्णः आदेशः भवति। सूत्रद्वयं जष्ट्वविधायकम्, सूत्रद्वयं चर्त्वविधायकम्, खरि च खरि परे झलां चरः स्युः। खर् कफ छठथ चटत कप शोषस, तेषु परेषु प्रथमवर्णः आदेशः भवति चर्त्वसन्धौ खरि च इति सूत्रम्। वावसाने अवसाने विरामोवसानं वर्णानाम् अभावः अवसानसंज्ञकः भवति तत्र विकल्पेन चर्त्वं भवति अतः सर्वत्र अभवत् अभवद् अथवा अच्छिनद् अच्छिनत् सर्वत्र पकारस्य स्थाने विकल्पेन दकारादेशः दकारस्य स्थाने विकल्पेन पकारादेशः भवति ष्टुनाष्टुः इत्यनेन ष्टुत्वं षकारटवर्गैः योगे सकारटवर्गयोः षकारटवर्गौ स्तः सो स इस् रिप्लेस्ड् बै ष त बै ट एण्ड् सो आन् झरोझरि सवर्णे इति पाक्षिकः लोपः हलः परस्य झरः लोपः वा स्यात् सवर्णे झरि इति सो दीस् आर् द सिक्स् कामन् सूत्रस् एण्ड् देन् चोः कुः पदान्ते चवर्गस्य कवर्गादेशः यथा अयुनज् इति स्थिते अयुनघ् जकारस्य स्थाने गकारः अविनच् इति स्थिते अविनक् चकारस्य स्थाने ककारः पदान्ते चवर्गस्य स्थाने कवर्गादेशः सो यु विल् नेवर् हियर् अ चवर्ग लेटर् एट् द एण्ड् आफ् अ पद इट् विल् आल्वेस् गेट् कन्वर्टेड् टु कवर्ग झषस्तथोर्धोधः झषः परयोः तकारथकारयोः धकारादेशः भवति सो इट् इस् नाट् ओन्ली इन् तिङ् प्रत्ययस् यु सी दिट् वेरि आफन् इन् द क्त प्रत्यय आल्सो सो यु हाव् लभ् धातु क्त प्रत्ययः यथा गतः पठितः इत्यादि तथा लभ् त भकारः झष्वर्णः तस्मात् परस्य तकारस्य स्थाने धकारः अतः लभ् ध झलां झष् झषि इत्यनेन भकारस्य बकारे लब्ध लब्ध लुब्ध इत्यादिषु सर्वत्र इदं कार्यं भवति सो इट् इस् नाट् डिपेण्डेण्ट् आन् प्रकृति आर् प्रत्यय इट् इस् अ सिम्पल् लेटर् चेञ्ज् दट् इस् अ सन्धि झषः परयोः तकारथकारयोः धकारादेशः भवति ससचुषोरुः पदान्ते सकारः अस्ति चेत् तस्य स्थाने रुत्वं भवति जष्ट्वापवादः सो इट् इस् अन् अपवाद टु झलां जशोन्ते तस्य अपवादाः सन्ति तिप्यनस्तेः तिपि परे सो दिस् इस् स्पेसिफिक् टु तिप् प्रत्यय बट् तिपि परे अथवा तिप्रत्ययस्य विषये पदान्ते यः सकारः तस्य स्थाने दकारः आदेशः भवति अतः अहिनस् तिपः हल्याभ्यो दीर्घाचितस्य प्रक्तं हलेतेन लोपे अहिनस् इदानीम् अत्र सकारस्य स्थाने दकारादेशः अतः अहिनद् वावसाने इत्यनेन वैकल्पिकचत्वे अहिनद् अहिनत् इति रूपद्वयं सर्वेषां सकारान्तानां धातूनां भवति अचकात् अचकाद् अशात् अशाद् शास् इति धातोः भवति चकास् धातोः भवति अनस्तेः अस् धातोस्तु न भवति अस् धातुं वर्जयित्वा सर्वेषां सकारान्तानां धातूनां विषये इदं सूत्रं स्मर्तव्यम् सिपि धातोरुर्वा इत्यनेन सिपि परे विकल्पेन रुत्वं भवति दकारः रुत्वं भवति चेत् विसर्गः अतः अहिनः रुत्वस्य अभावे जष्ट्वेन दकारः अहिनद् तत्र विकल्पेन चर्त्वम् अहिनत् अतः रूपत्रयं सिपि अहिनत् अहिनः अहिनत् अहिनद् इति एवं सर्वेषां सकारान्तानां धातूनां तिपि रूपद्वयं सिपि रूपत्रयम् अचकाः अचकात् अचकाद् अशाः अशात् अशाद् इत्यादि सर्वेषां भवति दश्च दकारान्तस्य धातोः सिपि परे विकल्पेन रुत्वं भवति अतः भिद् इति धातुः तस्यापि सिपि परे विकल्पेन रुत्वम् अभिनः अभिनत् अभिनद् इति रूपत्रयम् एतत्तु विशिष्य तिप् सिपोः विषये षढोः कस्सि षकार ढकारयोः स्वकारे परे ककारादेशः भवति सो अगेन् दिस् इस् अ वेरि कामन् कार्य विच् वि सी इन् मेनि केसेस् पिनष् सि षकारस्य स्थाने ककारादेशे पिनक्षि एवं लिह् सि होढः इत्यनेन धत्वे लिढ् सि ढकारस्य सकारादेशे लिखसि लेक्षि इति भवति. धी च सकारस्य धकारे परे लोपः. सो शास धी शाधि सॉरी दैट इज अ डिफरेंट सूत्र. सो हियर वी हैव द हिनस हिम हिस धी और हिंस धी तत्र सकारस्य लोपे हिंधि इति भवति. सो सर्वत्र धकारे परे सकारस्य लोपः भवति. होढः पदान्ते झलि पदान्ते हकारस्य ढकारादेशः. सो झलि पदान्ते चवर्गस्य कवर्गादेशः हकारस्य ढकारादेशः. So I think Chokkuhu is 8 to 30. Hodhaha is 31. I mean, I have given the same number, but Chokkuhu is 30. Jhalam Jashonte Chokkuhu Hodhaha. So, that, or 31, 32. One of those two. So Dhodhe Lopaha. Dhakarasya Dhakare Pare Lopaha. So wherever Dhakara is followed by another Dhakara, the first Dhakara is deleted. So these are the common sandhis that we studied, which will be applicable again and again in the Jahotyadi and the Adadi Gana. So, I mean, once we keep working with it, they become pretty familiar. Adya Jahotyadi Ganam Pashyamaha Dhatu Pathe Tritiyaha Ganaha Asmabhihi Adhiyamane Krame Ayam Navamaha Ganaha Upantimaha Ganaha, the penultimate Gana in the order that we are studying, the Juhotyadi Gana, Hu Danadanayohu Itidhato Rarabhya, Ga Stutau Itidhato Paryantam, Chaturvimshatihi Dhatavaha, Asmin Gane, Antarbhavanti. So there are 24 Dhatus. So the most important thing we remember when we think of Juhotyadi Gana is Dvitva. That is how we identify the Juhotyadi Gana. Nataha Asmin Varge Dvitvasya Vishaye Pashyamaha. So we will study mostly the Dvitva, the basics of Dvitva and how to do it. Okay. So the concept of Dvitva is very useful, not just here. So for the Juhotyadi Gana it is useful, but for all Ganas we use Dvitva for Litlakara. Litlakare Sarvesham Dhatunam Dvitvam Bhavati. Punaha sannante, yangante, kvachin nijante dvitvasya avashyakata bhavati. Ataha dvitva vidhihi. So the dvitva in all these cases is not different. The sutra for dvitva might be different, but the karyas which depend on dvitva are still the same. Ataha dvitva vidhihi is one of the most important vidhis that we can study. Okay. So we use it very often and it will be applicable for almost all dhatus. Juhotyadi Ganasya Vikaranaha Kartari Shap Ityanena Utsargikaha Shap. So there is no other Vikarana which has been given for Juhotyadi. Ataha Samanyataha Shap Vikaranaha Eva Bhavati. Atra Visheshaha Juhotyadibhyaha Shluhu Iti Sutram. Juhotyadibhyaha Iti Panchami Bahuvachanam. Shluhu Iti Prathamaikavachanam. Shapaha Iti Anuvartate Adipravratibhya Shapaha iti Purvatana Sutram. Tataha Shapaha iti Anuvartate. Juhotyadibhyaha Parasya Shapaha Shluhu Syat. Shluhu ityanena kimuchyate Lopaha. Adarshanam Lopaha Pratyayasya Luk Shlu Lupaha. Pratyayasya Lopaha Luk Shlu Lup etaihi shabdaihi vidhiyate. Ataha shapaha lopaha bhavati ityarthaha. Hu dhatuhu tipratyaha kartari shap ityanena shab vidhiyate. Juhotyadibhya shluhu ityanena shlau hu ti. So pratyasya luk shlu lupaha. Pratyaya lopaha etaihi shabdaihi vidhiyate. So pratyaya lope pratyaya lakshanam. So samanyataha yatra pratyaya lupyate tada pratyaya lakshanam bhavati. Arthat pratyayam ashritya karyam kriyate. Kintu na lumata angasya lumata lupte luk shlu लुप् इत्येतेषां लुमन्तः इति नाम. लु एषाम् अस्ति इति लुमन्तः. सो दे हेव् इन् कामन् द फ्याक्टर् लु. लुक् इत्यत्र लु, श्लु इत्यत्र लु, लुप् इत्यत्र लु. अतः एते लुमन्तः. लैक् वि हेव् से बुद्धिमान् एवं लुमान्. बुद्धिः अस्य अस्ति इति बुद्धिमान्, लुः अस्य अस्ति इति लुमान्. सो लुमहत् इत्यनेन लुक् श्लु लुप् इत्येतेषां ग्रहणं. लुमता लुप्ते अर्थात् यत्र एतैः शब्दैः लोपः विधीयते, लुक् श्लु लुप् इत्येतैः शब्दैः यदा लोपः विधीयते तदा तत्प्रत्ययम् आश्रित्य अङ्गकार्यं न भवति. So we do not do an angakarya depending on a pratyaya which has been deleted by luk, shlu or lup. If it is deleted by the common lopa, then we still do karyas depending on it. Yatra lumata pratyaya lupyate, tatra tadashritya angakaryam na bhavati. For example, shap. Shap generally it governs guna. Okay, shapi gunaha prapnoti. Kinto शपि लुप्ते, श्लुना शपि लुप्ते, वेन् शप् हेज़् बीन् डिलीटेड् बै श्लु, यू विल् नाट् अप्लै गुण यूसिङ्ग् प्रत्ययलक्षण. इवन् दो इट् इस् ट्रू दट् जनरलि प्रत्ययलोपे प्रत्ययलक्षणं. लुमता लुप्ते अङ्गकार्यं न भवति. गुण इस् अन् अङ्गकार्य, सो यू केनाट् पर्फार्म् गुण डिपेण्डिङ्ग् आन् शप् विच् हेज़् बीन् डिलीटेड्. सो जुहोत्यादिभ्य श्लुः इत्यनेन श्लुः विधीयते इत्युक्ते लोपः विधीयते. श्लुप्रत्यये परे मुख्यं कार्यमस्ति श्लौ इत्यनेन द्वित्वम्. बट् बिफोर् वि गो इन् टु द्वित्व वि नीड् टु हेव् अ जनरल् अण्डर्स्टाण्डिङ्ग् आफ् द्वित्व. So if you look at the Sutra Patha, Dvitva Prakarana is right at the beginning of the 6-1, Shashthadhyaya. As you can see here, this whole thing is the Dvitva Prakaranam. So there are 12 sutras which are concerned with Dvitva. So the first five, okay, so you have Ekacho Dve Prathamasya Ajadeya Dvitiyasya Iti Adhikara Dvayam Nandra Sanyogadayaha Iti Nishedhaha Purvobhyasaha Ubhe Abhyastam Iti Samnya Jakshityadaya Shat Jijadinam Dirghobhyasasya. So this is also related to the Abhyasta Samya. So these seven are just a preface to Dvitva. It doesn't define Dvitva at all. It's just general Adhikara and terms related to Dvitva. So we get Dvitva in these four cases mainly. Liti Dhatoho. Litlakare Sarvesham Dhatunam Dvitvam Bhavati. San Yangoho. San Pratyaye Pare, Yang Pratyaye Pare Dvitvam Bhavati. Shlau. So the Juhotyadigana, when you have Shlu, there is Dvitva. Changi. Chang is a pratyaya which we see in Lunglakara. Lunglakara, it's the Vikarana for Lunglakara. So Tasmin pratyaye pare Dvitvam Bhavati. So Dashvan, Sahvan, Medvan, it's a Nipatana. So specific Nipatana of ready-made forms. Okay. So basically there are four cases where generally we have Dvitva. Litlakara, San and Yang Pratyayas, the Shlu, that is the Juhotyadigana where the Vikarana is deleted, and Chang. So, the Prashnaha, Yang Pratyayaha iti kaha iti. So, Sanadhyanta Dhatavaha ityatra Dvadasha Pratyayaha Santi. You have the San, Nich, Kyach, Kamyach, etc. So, Yang is one of those 12 Pratyayas. So, Yang is not commonly used in I mean, we are not familiar with it, but we are familiar with a few forms of yang. Definitely everybody will be. Say, Momudyate, Nariindratyate. So, Momudyate me cheta. It's one very popular. Atishayena Modate ityartha. So, yang is a pratyaya which is added to all dhatus in the sense of paunah punya or atishaya. That is repetitive or excessive. So, Momudyate means it's very happy or, delights again and again. So, tasmin arthe yang pratyayaha vidhiyate dhatoho. Sarvesham dhatunam bhavati, bobhuyate, rarajyate, etc. So, some of those forms we hear, I mean, especially if you are used to hearing Sanskrita bhashanam, you will... where there are giving lectures. So, you keep hearing some of those forms which are used. Unfortunately, especially the sanadis, they're very expressive pratyayas. So, putra kamyati or putriyati and these momudyate, etc. So, there are very expressive pratyayas. They, with just one word, it expresses so much of emotion. It is rather unfortunate that we are not using them more. Okay, there are several, they add beauty to the language. But the forms are, at least at first sight, they look complicated. I'd say at first sight because, Pushpa Dikshit is another very, she keeps saying that they are very easy, let's use them. So she has, there is that set, easily to understand the prakriya of these. So she teaches them with emphasis, saying that we have to learn using them. It will add more variety and much more beauty to the language to use these pratyayas. Especially the sanadi set, they are very nice pratyayas. Let us see. Anyway, so coming back. So these four are actually the Dvitva Vidhayaka Sutras. Litidhato Ranabhyasasya, Sanyangoho, Shlau and Changi. So before that, we have to understand these five, the first five, which preface the Dvitva Prakaranam. So, Tatra Vashyamaha, Dvitva Prakarane Prathamam Sutramasti, Ekacho Dve Prathamasya. Ekachaha iti Shashtheka Vachanam, Dve iti Prathama Dvivachanam, Prathamasya iti Shashthi Eka Vachanam. Adhikara Sutram. So, it is an Adhikara which governs all Dvitva. Okay. Yatra Yatra Dvitvam Bhavati, Tatra Prathamasya ekachah dvestaha. So the first ekach is doubled. So whenever you say you are doubling a dhatu, it need not be the whole dhatu. If it's a plain dhatu, it generally happens to be the whole. But the thing is, prathamasya ekachah dve. Dvitva is always for the first ekach. Oh shit, why did I put this as 618? This is 611, the first sutra. So, ita urdham adhikara sutram kiyat paryantam adhikaraha ita urdham prak samprasarana vidhanat. So, as we saw in the ashtadhyayi, so, Shyangas Samprasaranam iti Trayodashi Sutre Samprasarana Prakaranam Arabhyate. So, Tatparyantam Dvitva Prakaranam. Ataha, Ita Urdhvam Prak Samprasarana Vidhanat Yaduchyate. Arthat Dvitva Prakarane. Tatra, Prathamasya Ekachaha Dve Bhavataha iti Veditavyam. So, it will not be specified which part of the dhatu should be specified, should be doubled. It is always for the first ekach. Okay. So, atra dvirvachanam dvihi prayogaha. Okay. So, dvirvachanam is just you use it twice. Okay. You repeat the part. The first ekach is repeated twice. That is what we call dvitva. Kaha arthaha ekach ityanena kimuchyate ekaha ach yasya saha samudayaha. So ekach iti bahuvrihi samasaha ekaha achu yasya saha, that which possesses a single ach. So that group of letters which possesses a single ach is called ekach. Say for example, there is pach. Okay, pach iti dhatuhu dvitvam karaniyam. So in pach there are actually three ekach. Pa iti ekach. Pakaraha asti akaraha. Akaraha ekaha achu yasya saha. Pa iti samudayaha ekach. There is achu. So leave the pa, you have achu. Okay. So this is again an ekach samudaya. So you take the whole thing pach. This is also an ekach samudaya. Right? I mean, there is only one ach in this. So which do we take as the normal thing? It is trayaha ekachaha atra savayavasya samudayasya. So this pach includes both pa and ach. Pa is an avayava of pach and ach is also an avayava of pach. So the siddhanta, there is quite some vichara which has been gone, I mean which has been done regarding the dvitva prakarana. So I'm just summarizing the siddhanta so we know how to apply it practically. So savayavasya samudayasya pach ityasya iva dvitvam. So wherever we have a dhatu which contains a single ach, we double the entire dhatu, that is all consonants along with that one ach. So if, wherever we are applying dvitva, if that particle contains a single ach, okay, if it contains a single ach, we double the entire thing. I mean, whatever the number of consonants, we simply double it whole, as a whole. Okay. So, savayavasya samudayasya dvitvam. Ataha pachu ityasya dvitve, pachu pachu iti bhavati. Okay. So, now jagru ityasti. Now, jagru has two ach. Ja ityatra akaraha ekaha achi. Gru ityatra rukaraha ekaha achi. Idanim prathamasya ekachaha dvitvam. So, dvitva is for the first ekach, which is ja. So it is not only for the ach, it is for the consonant which is associated along with the ach. Ataha jagri ityasya dvitve, ja ityasya dishprayogaha bhavati. Ataha ja jagri. So you repeat the part ja. Ekacho dve prathamasya. Prathamasya ekachaha dve bhavataha. Yadi ekaha eva ach asti samudaye, tarhi tasya achaha sarvesham halam cha dvitvam bhavati. Yadi ach dvayam asti tarhi prathamasya ekachaha, the first syllable, that is the first ach along with the consonant which is associated with that ach, we double. Kevalaha ach, if there is only ach, what do we do? Vyapadeshi vadbhavena ekachitvat. Now, we said ekach is ekaha achi yasya saha bahuvrihihi, that which possesses a single ach. So, if there is a single ach, that itself is ekach. We call vyapadeshivad ekasmin is a common paribhasha. Say, if somewhere there is a, say, akarantasya dirghaha bhavati. Okay? Akarantasya dirghaha bhavati. So, kevalasya akarasya bhavati vanava. It is it. Kevalasya akarasya api bhavati. Okay. So, that is what we refer to by vyapadeshivad bhava. So, here, even if we say ekachaha, it is a samudaya which possesses a single ach. Even a single ach qualifies as ekach. Ataha, I ityasya iva dvitve, I iti bhavati. Okay. So, now, there is one question which will... I was hoping somebody would not raise, but yes, it is raised. So jagru, when you say ekach, the akara, which consonant do we take? Do we take the consonant which comes before it or after it? Okay. So as we know, in pachu, we took both pa and ch, both consonants before and after. Okay. So when there are two ach, okay, so there are two ways. Which, should remember that it finally does not make a difference to the final prakriya, but still during prakriya there are two ways, two traditions of doing it. Okay, so one is if say jagr, you take only if there are two ach, so you take only the one which comes before the first ach for the first, and whatever comes before the second ach for the second. Okay, so that is what is one tradition. In another tradition, so one ekach will include both the consonants which come before and the consonants which come after till we meet the next ach. Okay, so that is another tradition. So there they would, if say jagr ityasya dvitve, jag ityasya dvitvam bhavati. Okay, so till we meet the next ach, whatever comes is taken as the part of this ach. Okay, so that is one tradition. Whereas there is also the tradition where if you look at the books, many of the books, my tradition says yes, it is still the next ach. That is how I was taught. So you know, you take it till the next ach, till it starts. So you take it and you double the whole thing. Okay, so that's how I was also taught. But I looked at so many books that there are so many people who take only this, that is, they take only the one which comes before it. Okay, so either way, we have another sutra which deletes that additional consonant, which is correct. But I mean, there is some, you know, difference in principle about what constitutes the ekach. So anyway, so this is ekacho dve prathamasya. We have the dvitiya sutram asti ajadehe dvitiyasya. So ajadehe iti shashthe kavachanam, dvitiyasya iti dvitiyasya ityapi shashthi ekavachanam. Etat adhikara sutram. So this is also the second adhikara which goes along with ekacho dve prathamasya. So if now we are talking about ekach, if the see, there are three options. One is there is only a single ach in the particle. So if there is a single ach in the particle, we double the entire thing, whatever is there. So if it is a single ach, we double it. If it is only one ach and one consonant, we double it. One ach and two consonants, we double the whole thing. One ach and three consonants, we double the whole thing. So if there is a single ach, there is no problem at all. We double it fully. If the particle that we are doubling contains more than one ach, then it is either haladi or ajadi. This sutra says, if it is ajadi, ajadehe anekachaha samudayasya. If there is a samudaya which is ajadi and also anekach, then dvitiyasya ekachaha dvitvam bhavati. Then instead of the first ekach, we double the second ekach. Okay, the second syllable. Yatha ati iti dhatuhu nijantaha. So ati iti nijantaha dhatuhu. At iti mula dhatuhu. Ati iti nijantaha dhatuhu. So you have ati. So when we need to double this dhatu, so a iti ekaha achi, I iti aparaha achi. Okay. So ati ityasya dvitve kartavye, dvitiyasya ekachaha. Instead of doubling at, we double t. So it becomes a t t t ityasya dvitvam bhavati, dvitiyasya ekachaha dvitvam. Evam ikshi ityasya dvitve I kshi kshi. So now kshi is the second ekach. So we are doubling the second ekach. So I kshi kshi. So yatra anekach samudayaha ajadihi, tatra dvitiyasya ekachaha dvitvam bhavati. Yatra anekach samudayaha haladihi, tatra prathamasya ekachaha eva dvitvam. Okay. So three cases. First thing ekach, we double it fully. If it is anekach and haladi, we double the first ekat. If it is anekat and ajadi, we double the second ekat. So these two adhikaras, ekacho dve prathamasya and ajadeya dvitiyasya, they govern the entire dvitva prakarana. Okay. So tritiyam sutramasti. Atra ekaha. Prashnaha. How about atil? Ekaha. Then we double atil. We double at. So if there
is ajadi.
No, no. Ajadaya dvitiyasya applies. The dvitiyasya itself implies that there is a second ach. So ajadaya dvitiyasya applies only if there is a second ach. If there is no second ach, it is the first one which is doubled. I mean, we again, there are different ways how that is supported. We say vyapadeshi vadbhava. That itself is first, that itself is second, and we double it.
That's what
that is also there, and there is also the cases where they argue that ajadaya dvitiyasya applies only if there is a dvitiya ach. So otherwise it is prathama. So if there is a at, we apply, we double it fully. Okay. So next, dvitva prakarane tritiyam sutram asti, nandraha sanyogadayaha. Na ndraha. Prathama bahuvachanam, sanyogadayaha ityapi prathama bahuvachanam, dvitiyasya iti anuvartate, ekasaha ityapi anuvartate. So this refers to ajadair dvitiyasya. When we are applying ajadair dvitiyasya, that is for an ajadi samudaya, we are doubling the second ekaj. If there is na the ra, nakara dakara repha, at the beginning of a sanyoga, it is not doubled. Dvitiyasya ekachaha avayava bhutaha sanyogadayaha nakara dakara rephaha dve na bhavanti. So this is again a general sutra. For example, there is undi iti asti. Undi iti ajadihi dvyach. There are two ach. So we have to double the dvitiya ekach. So undi. So we should double actually undi ityasya dvitvam karaniyam. Kintu sanyogadihi nakaraha dvihi na bhavati. So instead we say undi di. We double only the di and we don't double the nakara. Similarly adid I iti dhatuhu. Tatra sanyogadihi dakaraha tasya dvitvam na bhavati adidi di. Kevalam D ityasya dvitvam. Archi iti dhatuhu. Tatra repaha sanyogadavasti. Tasya dvitvam na bhavati. Archi chi iti bhavati. Adha nandra sanyogadayaha. Sanyogadayaha nadaraha. Nakara dakara repaha. Dve na bhavataha. So they will not be doubled. So this is only in case of ajadair dvitiyasya. If it is an ekach, so even if there is a repha at, I mean, nadara at the beginning of sanyoga, they will be doubled. There are a couple of dhatus. I don't remember now, but it will still be doubled in case of ekach. Okay. So nandras sanyogadayaha iti tritiyam sutram. Ekacho dve prathamasya ajadaya dvitiyasya nandras sanyogadayaha. So these three sutras lay out the general rules for dvitva. Wherever we have dvitva, these three rules apply. Danim samnya dvayam smartavyam dvitvasya vishaye. Purvobhyasaha iti prathamam chaturtham sutram. Utra purvaha abhyasaha. Asmin prakarane ye dve vihite. So yatra dvitvam vidhiyate. Tayoho purvaha avayavaha abhyasa samnyaha bhavati. So the first of those, there are two. So the first part is called abhyasa. Okay. Say pachi ityasya dvitve pachi pachi a. Tatra prathamasya pachi ityasya abhyasa samnya. So jagru ja jagruti. Tatra prathamasya ja ityasya abhyasa samnya. So purvo abhyasaha dvitve krate purvaha avayavaha abhyasa samnyaha bhavati. ಉಭೇ ಅಭ್ಯಸ್ತಂ ಇತಿ ಪಂಚಮಂ ಸೂತ್ರಂ. ಉಭೇ ಪ್ರಥಮ ದ್ವಿವಚನಂ, ಅಭ್ಯಸ್ತಂ ಇತಿ ಪ್ರಥಮ ಏಕವಚನಂ. ಅಸ್ಮಿನ್ ಪ್ರಕರಣೆ ಯೇ ದ್ವೇ ವಿಹಿತೆ ತೇ ಉಭೇ ಅಪಿ ಸಮುದಿತೇ ಅಭ್ಯಸ್ತ ಸಂಜ್ಞೇ ಭವತಃ. ಸೊ ದ ಬೋತ್ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಟುಗೆದರ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಅಭ್ಯಸ್ತ. ಓಕೆ, ಸೇ ಪಚ್ ಇತ್ಯಸ್ಯ ದ್ವಿತ್ವೇ ಪಚ್ ಪಚ್ ಇತಿ ಸಮುದಾಯಸ್ಯ ಅಭ್ಯಸ್ತ ಸಂಜ್ಞಾ. ಜಾಗೃ ಇತ್ಯಸ್ಯ ದ್ವಿತ್ವೇ ಜಾ ಜಾಗೃ ಇತ್ಯಸ್ಯ ಸಮುದಾಯಸ್ಯ ಅಭ್ಯಸ್ತ ಸಂಜ್ಞಾ. ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಯು ನೋ ಜಾ ಜಾ, ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಜಾ ಜಾಗೃ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದ್ವಿತ್ವ ಇಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಧಾತು. ಸೊ ಈವನ್ ದೋ ಯು ಆರ್ ಡಬ್ಲಿಂಗ್ ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಏಕಾಂಶ ಆಫ್ ದ ಧಾತು, ದ್ವಿತ್ವ ಇಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಧಾತು. ಸೊ ದ ಹೋಲ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಅಭ್ಯಸ್ತ. ಪೂರ್ವಾಭ್ಯಾಸ ಉಭೇ ಅಭ್ಯಸ್ತಂ. ಸೊ ಅಭ್ಯಾಸ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಅಭ್ಯಸ್ತ ಫಾರ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಟುಗೆದರ್. ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಟೂ ಸಂಜ್ಞಾಸ್. ಸೊ ದೇರ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಅದರ್ ಕಾರ್ಯಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಡಿಪೆಂಡ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಸಂಜ್ಞಾ. ಸೊ ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್ ವಿತ್ ದೀಸ್ ಫೈವ್? ಎನಿ ಕ್ವೆಶ್ಚನ್ಸ್?
Samiji, did you say that there were some that don't apply to this third sutra where actually they do get
No. I didn't say that. I said that the Nandra Sanyogadayaha applies only for the case of Ajadair Dvitiyasya. That is, there is an Ajadi Dhatu and we are doubling the second syllable. So there, if it is in the Sanyogadi, then it is not deleted. What I said was, if there is a plain dhatu which begins with, say, asanyoga starting with nakara, an example, it will still be doubled, even though it is a sanyogadi. There is a dhatu, I don't remember, I read up some example, so I'm sorry, I'll look it up and tell. So if there is a plain dhatu at the beginning of which it is an ekas and the beginning there is a sanyogadi nakara, so the nakara would still be doubled, you know. So nandra sanyogadayaha is a nishedha only for ajadair dvitiyasya and not for ekacho dve prathamasya. So I'll clarify it with an example sometime later. Okay. Any other questions? So, Dani, Shlau. So, if you look at the Ashtadhyayi. So, Ekacho Dve Prathamasya, Ajadair Dvitiyasya, Nandra Sanyogadayaha, Purvobhyasaha, Ubhe Abhyastam. So, Jakshityadaya Shat and Tujadinam Dirghobhyasas. Jakshityadaya Shat again gives an Abhyasta Samya. Okay, so it was there. So, Tujadinam Dirghaha Abhyasasya. So there is a dirgha for the abhyasa along with the dvitva. So that is there. So liti dhator anabhyasasya. That is the first dvitva vidhayaka sutra. Litlakare, liti pare, dhatoho dve staha. So the dhatu is doubled when followed by litlakara. Anabhyasasya. So as long as there is not already an abhyasa. See, once you perform dvitva once, so can you keep doubling it again and again? No, because the sutra clearly says anabhyasasya, that earlier dvitva has not occurred. So as long as there is no abhyasa, you can double the dhatu when followed by lit. So it prevents reapplication of dvitva. And there are other purposes also. So sanyangoh, sanantasya yangantasya cha dvitvam bhavati shlau. So this is a sutra we have now. Shlau iti asmin pade dashamam sutram. Saptami ekavachanam. Dhatoho iti anuvartate. Anabhyasasya ityapi anuvartate. Ekacho dve prathamasya. Ajadair dvitiyasya iti adhikaradvayam. Shlau parataha. When followed by shlau. That is when there has been shlau. Shlau vishaye. Anabhyasasya dhator avayavasya. So, adhatvavayava, which is not an abhyasa, that is which is not already been doubled. So avayavasya prathamasya ekachah dve bhavatah. So the first ekach is doubled, or ajadair dvitiyasya va. So if there is anekach, dvitiyasya ajadehe anekachah dvitiyasya ekachah dve bhavatah yatha yogam, depending on the circumstance. So if it has a single ach, then the first ekach is doubled. If it is haladi, the first ekach is doubled. If it is ajadi and anekach, the second ekach is doubled. That is why those two are given as adhikaras. So shlau parataḥ dvitvam bhavati. So when followed by shlau, there is dvitva, applying all the rules which apply generally to dvitva. Okay. So which one to double, you have to decide based on ekacho dve prathamasya ajadaya dvitiyasya and nandra sanyogadayah. Hu iti prathamaha dhatuhu gane, hu ti. Tipratyaye pare kartari shap ityanena shap vidhiyate, jahota adibhyashluhu ityanena lupyate. Idanim shlau ityanena dvitvam. Hu, hu, ti. So ekach asti. Ataha tasya ekachah dvitve, hu, hu, ti. Evam ma iti dhatuhu, ma, ti, ma, ma, ti. Ti bhavati. So shlau is the sutra which gives dvitva for dhatus of the juhotyadi gana. So now we have dvitva, we know what to double. So once we have doubled it, there is a set of karyas which is called the abhyasa karyani. What happens in the abhyasa, in the first part of the doubled syllable? So there are many changes which happen for an abhyasa. So, if you move down to the end of the Angadhikara, which is 7-4, the last part of 7-4, you can see here, Atralopo Abhyasasya Ityarabhya, Padasya Antaparyantam Abhyasa Karyani. What happens to the first part of the doubled one? So, what happens to the Abhyasa? Purvobhyasaha ityanena abhyasa samyavihita abhyasasya kani karyani bhavanti. So here you can see. So first you have the samanya abhyasa karyani, liti vishishya kani abhyasa karyani, shlau vishishya abhyasa karyani, sani abhyasa karyani, yangi yangluki abhyasa karyani, changi abhyasa karyani. So as we saw, these are the five cases where there is dvitva. So liti, sanyangohu, shlau, chang. Okay. So there are some abhyasa karyas which apply in general, and there are specific karyas for each of these. Okay. So idanim asmakam pratyartham samanya abhyasa karyani jnatavyani sarvani na yavadapekshitam tavat punaha shlau yani vishishya abhyasa karyani tanyapi jnatavyani. We should know the general abhyasa karyas and those specific for shlu. Haladishyeshaha iti sutramasti. Hal adihi sheshaha iti trini padani. Abhyasasya iti sarvatra anuvartate. Abhyasasya adihi hal sheshaha shishyate. So the first consonant of the abhyasa remains. Anye halaha lupyante. All other consonants are deleted. Okay, so listen very carefully. The first consonant of the abhyasa remains. All other consonants are deleted. So by this sutra, we delete all consonants in the abhyasa other than the first consonant. The ach is not affected. The ach will remain as it is. Among the consonants, we retain the first consonant and then delete all the others. Okay. So where does it say the ach is not deleted? So it actually doesn't say anything is deleted. it says the first consonant remains. So you have to extrapolate. You have to extrapolate it to say what. What happens to the remaining? So because of we have this paribhasha which says sajatiya and vijatiya. If something is not specified, we extend or we extrapolate it to sajatiya. So we are talking about hal. We are saying the first consonant remains. So the most logical extrapolation is the other consonants are deleted. Okay. So that is the vyakhyana. Okay. So abhyasasya adihi hal shishyate anye halaha lupyante. So that is why the second part of the sutrartha. So the other consonants are deleted. Okay. So udaharanam jan iti dhatuho dvitve krate jan jan ti haladi sheshaha. So ayam abhyasaha. Abhyasa is the first jan. Tatra prathamaha hal nama jakaraha shishyate anye halaha nakaraha lupyate. So you have ja jan ti. So pachu a. So dvitve krate pachu a. Atra prathamaha hal pa pakaraha saha shishyate anya halaha chakaraha lupyate. So pa pach a. If there are more consonants, say you have a dhatu like vand. Okay. Vand iti dhatuho. Dvitve krate vand vand e. Idanim prathamaha hal vakaraha shishyate anya halaha nakara dakarau lupyate. Ataha vavande. So you don't hear the first. So even in the first part, if there is a dhatu which is starting with a sanyoga, like say dhyai, okay, dhyai iti dhatu ho. So you double the dhya, okay. So dhyai, dhyai and a, and then the dh and y, there are two consonants before the ach. So, the first consonant remains dhakara, yakara is deleted. So, it becomes dhai, dhyai, a. Ataha prathamaha hal, adihi hal shishyate, anye halaha lupyante. Yes, so Paul, you have a question?
You wanted me to talk? I was thinking then this sutra becomes anarthika. Because
no, it does not. It's what? Because, I mean, if there are two consonants before the ach, it is still required to remove that second consonant. Right? I mean, even if you are not taking it till the, I mean, that was your question, right? I mean, if we do not take it till the next ach. So, if there are two before the ach, so it will still be required to remove the second one.
Oh, you mean in the case of a sanyoga?
Yes. So as I said, I'll just say dhya. So you will double it even if you are taking the one before it. So in that case, you'd still need this sutra.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes. Alright. So hala adishyeshaha. Abhyasasya adihi hal shishyate anye halaha lupyante. Okay. So hala adishyeshaha is one common abhyasakarya. The second one is Hraswaha. Hraswaha iti ekapadatmakam sutram. Abhyasasya iti anuvartate. Abhyasasya hraswahasyat. So any vowel in the abhyasa is shortened. So you will never hear a long vowel in the abhyasa. So even if the dhatu has a long, say khad, chakhada, tad, tatada, kshal, chakshala. Kutrape abhyase dirghasya shravanam na bhavati, except of course there are a few nipatanas. So da ti. Dvitve krate da da ti. Abhyasasya hraswaha. Da da ti. So da ityasya hasve da. Abhyasasya hraswaha. So haladishyeshaha hraswaha. So we remove all consonants other than the first. And for the vowel, we shorten the vowel. So two common karyas for the abhyasa. Similarly, bhi, ti. So dvitve krite bhi, bhi, ti. Hraswaha ityanena hraswe bhi, bhi, ti. So abhyasasya hraswaha bhavati. Tritiyam karyamasti kuhoshchuhu. Kuhohu shashti dvivachanam. Chuhu prathama ekavachanam. Abhyasasya iti anuvartate. Abhyasasya kuhoho. Ku iti kavargaha hakaraha. Kavarga hakarayoho sthane chavarga deshaha bhavati. So chavarga letter replaces kavarga and also hakara. Ki iti dhatuho ti. Dvitve krate ki ki ti. Kakarasya sthane chakaraha. Chi ki ti. So we hear this very very, you know, everywhere. Say if you have a dhatu like khadati, the thing becomes chakhada. If you hear the chavarga, so krinati, chikrina. Similarly, you have say gachati, jagama. Ga is replaced by ja. Ghoshati, jughosha. So ghakara is also replaced by the chavarga. So everywhere, kavarga letters are replaced by the chavarga letter. Okay. Ha. So dani bha. Hakarasya chavarga deshaha. Kaha bhavati chaturthaksharaha. Always the equivalent for hakara in any varga is the chaturthakshara. Because hakara is hash, which is samvara nada ghosha, which is the hash is 3, 4, 5, and hakara is mahaprana. Therefore, wherever you go, the savarna for hakara is always the fourth letter of the varga. Ataha hakarasya sthane chaturthavarnaha jhakaraha adeshaha bhavati jhu hu ti. So kuhoshchuhu ityanena abhyase kavarga hakarayo sthane chavargadeshaha bhavati. Kavargasya sthane kramashaha chavargasya varnaha, hakarasya sthane jhakaraha. The fourth common abhyasa karya is not in this series. It is not in 6-4, but in the Asiddha Kanda, the 8-4, Abhyase Charcha. Abhyase Saptamekavachanam Char iti Pratamekavachanam Cha. Jhalam iti anuvartate, Jash iti anuvartate. Jhala, Jash Jashi iti sutrate. Jhalam Jash iti etayoho anuvartihi. Abhyase Jhalam Charaha Jashaha. Cha syuhu. Char is cha ta ta ka pa shashasa. Jash is jabagadada. So the first letter or the third letter, we will not hear mahapranas in abhyasa. Say it is khad cha khad. So khakarasya sthane vastataha kuhoshchuhu ityanena chakaraha adeshaha. Kinto chakarasya sthane anena sutrena chakaraha. So if you have cha khad a, so chakara gets replaced by char, which is takara. Chakhada. Similarly, jhu hu ti. Jhakarasya sthane jakaraha ju hu ti. So the second letter is replaced by the first. Fourth letter is replaced by the third. Charaha jashascha syuhu. Ataha abhyase charcha ityanena, the second and fourth letters are replaced respectively by the first and third letters. So you will not hear a dirgha in a dirgha in the abhyasa. You will not hear the mahapranakshara, that is the second and fourth letter in the abhyasa, because of these sutras. One is rasvaha and the other is abhyase charcha. Okay. So atreka prashna. So before that I'll take this. I'll finish. So bhi bhiti itasti. So you have bhi bhi hrasvaha ityadena hasve bhi 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 bhakarasya sthane bakaraha bhi bhi ti. Okay. So the four abhyasa karyas, very very important. Remember them always whenever there is dvitva. Haladisheshaha, hrasvaha, kuhoshchuhu and abhyase sartha. So very common dhatu like say khad. You see application of all these. Khad a. Liti dhatu or anabhyasasya etinera dvitvam bhavati. Khad khad a. Idanim haladisheshaha. Adihi hal. Shishyate, anye halahalupyante, ataha kha, khad, a. Hraswaha, kha, khad, a. Kuhoshchuhu, kavargasya sthane chavargadeshaha, cha, khad, a. Abhyase charcha, ityanena chartvam, cha, khad. Okay. So all four karyas apply here. They need not apply everywhere. So depending on the circumstance, any of these may apply. You may not have any of these also. But, so for this particular case, you can see that all four are applied. All four are very common karyas. Using these, you can derive the, you know, the dvitva, doubled forms of most of the dhatus, using these forms, these four sutras. So, atra ekaha prashnaha, at dhatuhu, at at iti dvitvam, tatra katham haladishyeshaha. So haladisheshaha, we take the first hal, okay, whichever it need not be at the beginning of the abhyasa. It says the first hal of the abhyasa. So the first hal remain, I'm telling the converse. It says adihi hal shishyate. So if it is at the beginning of the abhyasa, it remains. All other hals are deleted. So in atu atu, the takara is not at the beginning of the abhyasa. So it is not, it does not remain. So it is removed by haladishesha. So abhyasasya adihi hal shishyate. Hal which is at the beginning or the first part of the abhyasa remains. All other hals are deleted.
Or is it that first hal remains and the rest of them deleted?
No.
My confusion was that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Is it the first hal?
The hal which is at the beginning, adi of the abhyasa. So there is always a difference between adi and prathama. So the adi is here refers to the adi of the abhyasa. So there is nothing before it. So a hal which is at the, which is the first letter of the abhyasa remains. Any other hal is deleted.
Okay, thanks.
So it is ata atatuhu atuhu. Right? So the takara is deleted and then you have the dirha. A atu. So next there is one more common abhyasa karya. Urat iti sutram. Uhu iti shashti ekavachanam. At iti prathamaikavachanam. Abhyasasya iti anuvartate. Uhu iti r ityasya shashti vibhaktihi. Atah rivarnasya ityastha ityartha abhyasasya rivarnasya akaradeshaha bhavati. So if there is a rikara in the abhyasa, whether it is rasva or dirgha, it is replaced by akara. Okay? Abhyasa rivarnasya akaradeshaha bhavati uran raparaha ityanena raparaha. Sr ti dvitve krute sr sr ti ura urat ityanena atve krute sar sru ti sar ityatra haladisheshaha ityanena prathamaha hal shishyate repaha lupyate. So you have sasru ti. Okay, sasarti iti ante rupam sasru iti bhavati dvitve krate. Okay. Urat abhyasa ruvarnasya akaradeshaha bhavati. Okay. So these five are the major dvitva karyas. Haladisheshaha, Harasvaha, Kuhoshtuhu, Abhyase Charcha and Urat, the Samanya Abhyasa Karyas that will be used in the Juhotyadigana. So using these, we will practice Dvitva for a few dhatus, assuming that there has been Shap and there has been Shlu. अतः जुहोत्यादिगणस्यैव सर्वे धातवः हा इति धातुः किं भवति सो कैन यू वॉलंटियर रविचंद्रन जी
सो फर्स्ट बिकॉज़ लव बिकॉज़ दुत्वा हा एंड हा इट विल बिकम हा एंड हा देन देयर विल बी अ ह्रस्व become ha ha and then chose kuhu
kuhoshchuhu
kuhoshchuhu so it will become equivalent of ha will be gha right
ja
ja so ja ha then after charcha will come
correct
so yeah so it will be ka kaha
jaha
jaha jaha
jaha becomes jaha
ja
so ha shlau ityanena dvitve ha ha hraswaha ha ha kuhoshchuhu jha ha abhyase charcha jaha jahati yeah
jahati
so next da
in the previous Swamiji, in the previous slide you said sru See, how did Rikara becomes Arguna? How did it happen? Sarvadatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardatakardat this thing. Yes. How did first sru become because of the Arvadasa?
The first sru became sir by urat. It says urat. The second one becomes gets by guna, sarvadhatuka.
Guna. Okay. Thanks.
Okay, next. Okay. So this is actually very easy. We have already done this, so I'll give the next one for you. So da becomes dada. So da, 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 hraswa haitinena hraswe, dada. Okay. So next one. Yes. Rao, Mamuraya.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Dha. Dvitva. Dha. Tasvaha. Dha. A. And then because of what is it? Kuhu. Tuhu.
No. Abhyase charcha. Abhyase charcha.
Dha.
Dha. Dha. So dha. Dvitvam, shlau iti dvitvam, hraswaha, abhyase charcha, dadhati.
Tamyaji, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going back to a couple of sutras.
No problem.
It says, na draha sayoga, that sutra, you removed the nakara, dakara, repa, in that case, nakara, in the second part of the one. It's not in the abhyasa because abhyasa the jishva remained as it is, but the nakara was removed from the second part.
No, nakara was not removed. Nakara was not removed. It was not doubled. So that was before doubling. So when we are doubling, say if I am doubling something like indhi, okay, indhi, what is to be doubled? The second ekas is to be doubled. The second ekas in this case is ndhi, nakara, dhakara, ikara. But the sutra
can
says...
Can you please go back to the slide?
Yes. So, undi. Okay. So, when you are doubling, abhyase, ajadeir dvitiyasya says that the second ekas, which is, say... Ndi is to be doubled. The nakara, dakara, ikara. This is the second ekas. This whole thing is to be doubled. But this sutra says, if there is a nakara at the beginning of a sanyoga, as in this case, there is a sanyoga of nakara and dakara. So if there is a nakara at the beginning of a sanyoga, it is not doubled. So we don't double the nakara. So instead, what remains is di. So di is doubled.
In that case, it could be Udidindi, not Undidi.
You are adding it. So, first remains, you have, what does this say? If I have to write it, say for example, how do I...
I think Swami, the question is, when you double it, is the double comes first or the original comes first?
Whatever comes, it does not change. Whatever comes, it does not change. Because, forget nakara, you have unu. And then you have di. You are doubling the di, whether you put it first or last. You cannot put it before the nakara. You have unu. Okay, you are doubling the di. You put di. Un, di.
I think the
his question was that.
Right? You are doubling only un.
You are not doubling un. You are doubling di. One second. Undi. You are doubling only the di. You should have doubled the undi, but you are not doubling the n. So there is un, and we are doubling the di. So di becomes di. Un di. So whether you put it before or after, you cannot put it before the nakara. Right.
So you are taking just two parts. Un is the first part.
Yes.
D is the second part, which is doubled. Huh. And then D remains, that nakara is not doubled. So un plus D plus D, undi D.
Yes.
Okay, that is. Thank you.
So there is a question here. What was the question? What if the dhatu were to be undri? If the dhatu were undri, assuming, so it will be undri-dri. Okay? Undri-dri. So now, the first dri is the abhyasa. So in the abhyasa, haladishesha, if you apply, it will become di. So it will be undi-dri. Undi-drishati would be the form. A hypothetical case. Okay. But doubling will not change. You will have to double it. So it will be undri-dri if it is this one. So after it, you can apply haladishesha to the abhyasa.
So in this particular instance, it is the second part of the dhatu that is being doubled with the consonant.
Yes, because of ajadir dvitiyasya. Yeah, because it says if it is ajadi, we double the second ekach.
Okay, I was thinking of undri, you don't double the whole thing. Okay, got it. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So now, let's... So how do I remove that? Okay.
Yeah, remove the highlighting option.
That's what. How? Where is it?
Here. So you just right clicked. Yeah, you right clicked it. You got it. But you just didn't. Yeah.
Okay. So going back, ha becomes jaha, da dada, dha dadha. So next, ki. So this is again very easy. So I'm not giving it. So ki. Kuhoshchuhu ityanena chi ki iti bhavati. So bhi. Himanshu Mahodaya.
Bhi.
Bhi.
Raswaha. Bhi. Bhi. Then abhyase charcha. Then bhi.
Bibhi.
Bhi.
Bibhi. So, bhi, shlau, iti dvitve, bhi, hraswaha, bhi, abhyase charcha, bibhi. Hri, Sharma Mahodaya.
Hri. Hri. Hri is there.
Haladishesha.
Haladishesha. Hrihi.
He, hri. We remove the repha by it. So, he, hri.
Here I have a question, madam. The doubled part, do we put after the first part or before the first part?
Does not make a difference, no.
Now, here, for example, three is there, is it not?
Correct.
he is there. Now in the here this is the Sanyoga. Do we remove it from the Abhyasa or the doubled part?
No, the Haladisheshaha is an Abhyasa Karya. So we always remove it only from the Abhyasa, which is the first part. It is an Abhyasa Karya only. So we always remove it only from the Abhyasa.
Okay. First of all, Hri, then Hishri, Jishri, then Jishri.
He did that before. No, he did that. He did that before Haladishesha. So Hri, Dite Krite Hri Hri, Haladisheshaha, He Hri, Haraswaha. So Hi Hri, Kuhoshchuhu, Ji Hri, Abhyase Chacha, Ji Hri. So if you keep doing this, I mean if you do 10 dhatus, then you will automatically start putting Jakara before Hakara. So you don't have to think it. So Hanti, Jaghana, Hri, Ji Hri. So any dhatu you take with Hakara, it always begins with Jakara. So similarly, Bhakara, it will always begin with B. Okay. So these karyas become pretty natural once you do a few. Okay. Next, Paul.
Okay, what is it? Who?
Who?
Okay, so we get Vidashat Dve, Shlau. Shlau, right? So we get Shlau.
Shlau.
And get Hu Hu. Then we have Kuhoshuhu. So that becomes Juhu. And then we have Ras. Abhyase Charcha. Which makes it Juhu.
Juhu. Juhoti Juhutaha Juhuati. So you have Hu Shlau iti Dritve Hu Hu Kuhosh Juhu iti Chutve Ju Hu Abhyase Charcha Ju Hu. So next, others who have not tried so far. Anjana?
Sri? First you double with Shlau, Sri, Sri. Then Urat, it becomes Sar. Sar, Sri. And then Haladi Sheshaha, it becomes Sasri.
Sasri.
I have a question. Yes. Here, will the order apply? After applying Urat, can I not apply Haladi Sheshaha or can I still apply?
You can. You can. You do Urat first and then we do Haladi Sheshaha.
Okay.
Yes. So, Sri, it becomes Sar, Sri, and then Haladi Sheshaha, Sasri.
I think it's not Asiddha. I think she was thinking maybe it's Asiddha we were insisting on the order.
No,
it's not Asiddha, right?
It doesn't matter. I mean.
That's what I think the question was.
Yeah, I think that was the confusion in the last.
It's not Asiddha.
Yeah, yeah. The Halsandhis we were very. Okay. So here it does. Just we are all still in the Tripadi. I mean, in the Sapara Saptadhyayi. Except Abhyase Charcha. So in the Abhyasa Karyas. So they are all in the Sapara Saptadhyayi. So it doesn't matter. And is there a particular order? Not necessarily. See, the order we insist when there is Vipratishedha, if it changes the form, if there is Paraspara Virodha. So if there is no Virodha, it doesn't matter. So, it doesn't make a difference. So whether you do Hraswaha first or Haladisheshaha, it will still be the same. Okay. So the normal order we do is that Haladishesha, Rasva, Kuhoshchuhu and Abhyase Charcha. But other cases it's fine. I mean if you change it, it will still be this. Okay. Yes, Sharma Mohanaya, Prashna Hasti.
Prashna Hasti. This is a general one. Langna Kare, Nipaha, Thane, Amma Adesha Syat. तत् विद्भवति स्थानिवद्भावे. स्थानिवद्भावसूत्रः पूर्णतया अस्माभिः न अवगतः. अत्र अनल्विधौ इति स्थानिवदादेशो अनल्विधौ इति एकः क्लास् इस् देर् that analytic clause is very difficult to understand. What actually he means, what is analytic, what is analytic, we don't know.
No, I mean, it's okay, there is a Sanivat Sutra, of course, is not a simple sutra. But, you know, I mean, in general, Alvidhi is something, if you are trying to bring in a property which depends on a single letter. Okay, so you cannot use Sanivat Bhava. That is what it means in general. What we are trying to do here is, when you are replacing MIP by the
we are not doing Snasoralopaha when Am is there.
Yes. Yes, yes. It is Pit. Am is definitely Pit. Yeah.
So the property of Pit.
Sorry?
Snasoralopaha we don't do.
Correct. Am is very clearly Pit. There is no question on that at all. Am is Pit. Because the property of Pit, see, Anubandha Karyeshu Sthanivadbhava Nishedha Nasti. That is first thing. And second thing, the Pitva is a property of the Pratyaya Mip. So there is no nothing wrong in bringing the property of Mip for Am. And for Anubandha Karya, there is no Nishedha of Sthanivadbhava Nishedha. There is no Sthanivadbhava Nishedha for Anubandha Karya. All Anubandha Karya is for...
Just because Am replaces Mip, we need not think Sthanivadbhava?
It is. I am saying there is no Nishedha for Sthanivadbhava for Anubandhas. Anubandha Karyeshu Sthanivadbhava Nishedha Nasti. All Anubandhas then, are generally, I mean, an Anubandha is generally a single letter, so it is all Alvidhi. But then you cannot bring in any Anubandha Karya to the others. So it's a general paribhasha which states that for Anubandha Karyas, we don't, there is no Nishedha of Analvidhu.
Okay. First of all, we have trouble understanding what is Alvidhi. Vyakhyana says that there are Tritiya Tatpurusha, Panchami Tatpurusha, Shashti Tatpurusha, Sabdami Tatpurusha for Alvidhi.
Yes. So maybe one suggestion, we did this in detail in the Praudha Manorama. I'll send you a reference of that particular class where we did Praudha Manorama for the Sanivat Sutta. Were you there for Praudha Manorama, Sharma Mahode? I don't remember. Maybe not. So I'll send you this. I mean, if you just watch that one class, one or two classes of Sanivat Sutra, Praudha Manorama makes it very clear. I mean, there Dikshidhar gives those four. There is Allah Vidhihi, Allah Parasya Vidhihi, Allah Vidhihi, and Ali Vidhihi. So there are four vigrahas in which Alvidhi is split. So he gives examples for all of those. So I'll mail you the reference to that class. So if you just listen to it, I mean, it will be clear.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Okay. So now continue making with this. Yes. Ouch, sorry. Drone Regni.
Bhas Prathamam Tasya Dittvam Bhas Bhas. Tataha Bhavas. Tadantaram Sarpam Bhavas.
Satyam. So Bhas Drajlau Iti Dvitve Bhas Bhas Haladishyeshaha Bha Bhas Abhyase Charcha Ba Bhas. So next one is fun. Anybody wants to try, those who have not tried so far? Sadagopan. Nashruvete. Ah, what is it?
then now. Then now. Then now.
सो धन श्लौ इति द्वित्वे धन धन हलादिशेषः ध धन अभ्यासे चर्चा द धन महादेवन
जन
श्लौ
द्वित्वे जन जन
That's all. There is nothing else here because it's already Hraswa and Alpaprana. Ja Jana. So Jana, Shlauvati Dvitvam, Haladishesha, Ja Jana. So next. Sudhakar.
धिश श्लौ कृते धिश धिश अभ्यासे चर्चा दिधिश
हलादिशेषः
हलादिशेष शकार लोपः अभ्यासे चर्चा इत्युक्ते दिधिश
सो धिश द्वित्वे धिश धिश हलादिशेषः धि धिष अभ्यासे चर्च दिधिष ओके सो द लास्ट वन एनीबडी हु हैज नॉट ट्राइड सो फास्ट इट्स वेरी इजी एक्चुअली
कंटिन्यू
नो समबडी एल्स लेट अस सी इफ एनीबडी एल्स वॉलंटियर्स ओके मीनाक्षी
तुरु
Tutur.
Then Chatur Chatur.
No, that's all. I mean, there is no, we don't need this. There is already the Takara itself is there. If there is Mahaprana, we use Abhyasa Charcha. So Tur, Shlau iti Dvitve, Tur, Tur, Haladi Sheshaha, Ittanena, Tutur.
Tutur.
So, that is the common dhatus of the Juhotyadigana. So as we saw, there are few more karyas which come in the shlau vishishya abhyasa karyani. So ataha nijam tayanam guna shlau bhrinyamit atipipatyoshcha iti sutrani adhyetavyani. So we will see that in the next class. So for this class, I'll just give a exercise in dvitva. Okay? It need not be dvitva in case of, you know, shlau. So let's take the general dhatus and let's see what will be the form after dvitva. Okay. So I'll not specify the nimitta. The nimitta could be lit, it could be sun or it could be young, whatever. So I'll just give some particles. So you have to double it. So you have to decide which particle to double and what will be the form after it. Okay. So, yes, I'm sorry. So there's a question, when will the site come up? Good question. Yeah, I mean, I think you all of you must have got notice saying that the site is temporarily down. We are having some problems with the server. I mean, somebody has hacked into the server. So every time we bring it back, it is again being, attacked. We are trying to resolve it. So I'm sorry, I don't know actually when it will be up. But as soon as it is up, I will post the materials of both last class and this class. So,
in the meantime, can we put it in Dropbox or something? People can subscribe to that and they can download it.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I can share it directly from my Google Drive. Okay.
That is also easy.
Yes. So, anyway, I have everything in my drive. So, I cannot send the video and the audio, but the other materials I can. Video will anyway be on YouTube. So, for the PPTs and the exercises, I will share it on Google Drive to everybody who has registered for this class. Okay. So I will do that by Monday. Ena akshara samamnaya madhigamya maheshwara krishnam vyakaranam proktam tasmai paninaye namaha. वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्. धन्यवादः.